Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that Apple is readying a new generation of Apple Vision Pro headset set to go into production in the second half of 2025. The new Vision Pro apparently would not have much change in terms of general specs and design, with the focus being on an updated M5 chip inside, a significant jump from the M2 chip that's in the first generation Vision Pro. One of the big questions right now is what the Apple Intelligence story is for Apple Vision Pro. Right now, it's unclear if Apple will attempt to bring Apple Intelligence features to the first generation version of Vision Pro in the future, and Apple has not officially confirmed the software roadmap for the device. But the Vision Pro is powered by the M2 chip, and M2-powered iPads and Macs do support Apple Intelligence. 9 to 5 Mac has also found code references that indicate Apple Intelligence integration for Vision Pro is at least in testing. But with a significant processing power upgrade in the form of the M5 chip, Kuo says the Apple Vision Pro 2 will be able to offer the, quote, best Apple Intelligence user experience, end quote. But ultimately, don't hold out hope for this 2025 Apple Vision Pro update to be anything major, because it sounds like it's going to be nothing more than a spec bump. In other news today, Apple is now testing iOS 18.0.1. This update will likely include fixes for a few different bugs that iPhone and iPad users have reported experiencing in the 2.5 weeks since iOS 18 and iPadOS 18 were released. iOS 18.0.1 testing appears to be in the early stages, as the first signs of the version appeared in 9to5 Mac analytics only within the last couple of days. Based on history, we'd expect the update to be released sometime within the next week and a half. Since iOS 18 was released earlier this month, a small number of notable bugs and glitches have emerged. For example, there's a problem in the Messages app that causes the app to crash repeatedly and can lead to data loss in some cases. Some iOS 18 and iPhone 16 users have also noticed touchscreen responsiveness problems that we talked about earlier this week. Apple also notably pulled iPadOS 18 for the M4 iPad Pro after users reported that it bricked their devices. Apple halted the update's rollout last week and has yet to reissue it for M4 iPad Pro. So this means that if you have an M4 iPad Pro, you currently can't update to iPadOS 18. And Apple has confirmed to its technicians that it's working on a fix, but there's no timeline just yet. And of course, while iOS 18.0.1 will focus on bug fixes and other improvements, Apple is also continuing its work on iOS 18.1, which includes bigger changes such as the first Apple Intelligence features. We are sponsored today by FastMinder from Fun Media. FastMinder helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use interface for tracking your fasting with different timer settings, progress tracking, and integration with all of the native system features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. This includes live activities, widgets, Apple Health integration, and a modern Apple Watch design. FastMinder is also fully ready for iOS 18 and watchOS 11. There are new dark and tinted home screen icons for your iPhone, new widgets for Control Center, a live activity on Apple Watch, and so much more. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with FastMinder today for free. My thanks to FastMinder from Fun Media for supporting the show. Next up today, we've been hearing multiple rumors about Apple's work on a new home accessory that combines the capabilities of an iPad and Apple TV and a HomePod. A few months ago, references to a quote-unquote home accessory were found in Apple's backend code. Now, 9to5 Mac has learned more details about this new device. According to our reliable sources familiar with the matter, the leaked home accessory is indeed Apple's new smart home accessory. Codenamed J490, the device will be powered by the A18 chip, presumably to support Apple Intelligence features, which won't be available on current HomePods. Interestingly, our sources told us that the home accessory in its current state has a square-ish display, rather than a rectangular format like an iPad. It's unclear whether this square aspect ratio would make it into the final product, but it is a notable differentiator from some other smart home display accessories on the market. The device also has a built-in camera that works for FaceTime and other video conferencing apps. We've also learned that the device will use cameras to identify hand gestures from a distance, So for example, if you're in the kitchen cooking something, you can use hand gestures to interact with the display instead of having to touch the screen with dirty hands. The camera can even identify the user in front of the device to enable personal requests, similar to how HomePod identifies different voices to enable personal requests. Just like an Apple TV, the home accessory can run apps and play media on its own, but it will also work as an AirPlay receiver. The system features a customizable lock screen with multiple different clock faces, similar to those added to the Apple TV with tvOS 18. Whether Apple will call this device a HomePod or a completely new marketing name remains to be seen. Our sources say that Apple is targeting a release of this new product for the spring of 2025, but those plans could still change. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.